All right, well, today I'm here with Dr. David Kennedy. I really wanted to pick his brain and get his take on what's happening in Dallas right now in regards to water fluoridation. Dr. Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us. I really just wanted to talk to you about what's going on in Dallas right now. Do you know much about what's happening there?
Oh, just what I read in the papers. It seems like the paper did not get it completely accurate because the rest of the city council wasn't on board.
This is a paper right here that they gave us at the Dallas council, and it says right here that how much they spent in 1/11/12, so January of 2012, they signed a contract with Penco, which is the distributor of the hydrofluoric acid, and they had a contract for $2 million.
Yeah, but that's only a tiny portion of the cost.
Exactly.
Is that you've got the chemical. When you put acid in, you have to put base in. So you've got to buy an equal opposite amount of base. And then you've got to get the hazmat suits. You've got to get the hazardous waste signs. And you have to have the shower, the eyewash stands, all the OSHA compliance stuff. So by just looking at the cost of the chemical, you miss the true cost. The true cost is about 5 to 10 times the cost of the chemical alone. And that's not considering any adverse health effects. That's just the process of putting a very caustic chemical in your water lines, because it eats them too, and it eats the equipment and so forth. It accelerates the aging of the infrastructure of the city. They don't include any of those costs.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, they started fluoridating, it says, back in 1965. So ever since 1965, they've been putting millions and millions of dollars into this system.
The problem is coming from Washington, D.C., that there is an army of dental hygienists, dentists, advocates for fluoridation working for the United States government. And they fan out across all 50 states telling us it's really good, it's really good, it's really good. And they call it fluoride. And most of them cannot pronounce hydrofluoric acid, nor do they know what it is. If you ask them, where'd it come from, what's made out of, what's in it, they don't know. They're like automatons. You wind them up and they go out and say, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, even on the paperwork they give, it says hydrofluoric acid.
Well, that's what you gotta buy.
Yeah, well, then you go to Penco's website, it has the fluoride listed, and it gives this number that I keep seeing, it's H2SIF6.
That's the formula for hydrofluoric acid.
That's the formula. Okay.
Yeah, it's a two hydrogen molecule, H2. Si is silica, it's sand. So there's a diagram of it I can send you. It's six molecules of fluoride, F6, glommed onto a piece of sand, and with two hydrogen molecules flying around. So it's a mild acid that will eat through concrete, stainless steel, plastics, most anything. It seems to have a little trouble getting through rubber.
Yeah. Well, when I type that into Google, it's amazing like how many things I found about it that didn't come up on the regular searches of just hydrofluoric acid. And it says right here, it says, our position as the largest independent distributor of fluoride in the country ensures reliability and product availability while maintaining strict quality control measures. So Penco is not a small company. It says that Penco is the number one largest distributor of fluoride in the country.
Yeah, they actually engage in no quality control. So this is blah, 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 blah. We're really doing a good job for you.
Yeah.
And the stuff is incredibly contaminated. There was a congressional investigation about this in 2000. Every single sample they measured is contaminated with arsenic, lead, cadmium, mercury, and a bunch of other stuff. And they said, once we put it in your water, it's so diluted we can't find it anymore. So they believe in magic. I guess we can put arsenic in the water and it just disappears.
Well, when you say there's arsenic in hydrofluoric acid, people like get cross-eyed when you say that. But it's true. On Penco's website, it says the hydrofluoric acid, and it says health and safety, check the MSDS sheet, and says certifications, NSF certification, and the AWWA standard.
Okay, the AWWA says that the product used may not have even the potential for causing adverse health effects. Well, that's a lot different than the ANSI standard 60, ANSI standard 60, in order to get that, they have to submit toxicological studies on all of the products. So Congress asked them, what toxicological studies do they have on hydrofluorosilicic acid? And they got the answer, none. Well, let's see. If you got to give them a toxicological study, chronic toxicological study on the product, and they don't got one, how did they get that certificate? It's kind of like having a driver's license and never having taken the test.
So I went to check out what this AWWA was, and I printed out their own paper that's on hydrofluorosilicic acid. And it says that hydrofluorosilicic acid contains these things. It says arsenic, barium, cadmium, lead, mercury, radium 226 and 228, uranium. I mean, that doesn't sound like it's something we want to drink.
Well, they're not being forthcoming. Many of the companies claim that they have a pure product. When you measure it, it's not pure. But what they don't want to admit, and that's because the lawyers are sniffing around all the time, is that the product they're using is contaminated with sufficient amounts of arsenic, for example, to cause increased cancers of bladder and lung. And that, you know, the California has determined the public health goal for arsenic is 4 parts per trillion. And so that's like 4 drops in the football stadium, you know, with the bleacher seats up to the sky lobby. So 4 drops of arsenic in a stadium that big would be 4 parts per trillion. Well, there's like 1 part per billion, or like 250 times more in almost every batch, and sometimes even more than that, that's been tested. They have to, by ANSI standard 60, have an unannounced inspection annually. They have to have toxicological studies on all the ingredients in that, and they have to do batch testing. So when you ask them for those data, they were unable to come up with hardly any. I think they had like 16 or something. They should have had 16,000 for Congress. You can read up on all the. They're tapped at. They're breaking so many laws. You don't have to be just concerned about the cost. You should be concerned about the rule of law. There are laws regarding this that are not being followed. So you don't have to be anti-fluoride. You just have to be a law and order elected official to enforce the law. Is that if you were building a children's daycare center, and the contractor was in there pouring the concrete to build this nice new daycare center, and you'd worked really hard to get this for the kiddies. And then one of the workmen came over and said, you know, they bought that cement from a jobber, and it's not any good at all. It just crumbles in your hands. It doesn't have anywhere near the strength that it's supposed to. Would you continue to build the daycare center?
Yeah.
Or would you say, wait a minute, we need to stop this until we get stuff that's compliant with the laws of this country? Well, 2000... Congress determined that not one drop of the chemical added to the water supply was compliant with the laws of this nation. And they said, well, you know, don't worry about that. Don't look over there. Don't pay attention to that.
And so I went to the NSF fact sheet, and it says arsenic right here. It says arsenic is the most common contaminant detected in hydrofluorosilicic acid in these products. And it says, which was detected 43% of all product samples. So 43% of all product samples they did had arsenic in it. And that's what they're putting out. I can only imagine what the real number even is.
The non-detect thing is a phony baloney. Is that the water company will add something with arsenic, and then when your water report comes, it says non-detect level?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they diluted it with 180,000 gallons of water that didn't have much arsenic in it. Of course it doesn't detect it, because they're using 1950s technology looking for something that's in the water. Well, you know, you can 91%, I think, in the Waterworks magazine, it said 91% of the arsenic that added to public water supplies comes from one source, hydrofluorosilicic acid, 91%. So you could reduce bladder and lung cancer rates and arsenic rates in our society by simply refusing to use contaminated products in the water supply.
And I just want to stress to everyone, this is not a conspiracy. Literally on their own website, it says that it contains arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, barium. And this is from the NSF. It has another list on the NSF. So NSF and the AWWA both list all these heavy metals in this product, hydrofluoric acid, which Penco sent me to this link to look up what is in their product. But it says right here that it's safe.
If you believe everything is written, I'll send you a letter.
Yeah. But okay, and so Penco on their website says, their first thing, community water fluoridation continues to be the most cost-effective, safe means to provide protection from tooth decay in the community.
Spend all their time patting themselves on the back.
And this is from Dallas. This is their agenda for the January 2012 when they put it in. And it says right here on the resolution, it says that there a three-year agreement for the purchase of hydrofluoric acid from Penco, because they were the lowest bidder. They did bids from Mosaic, Key Chemical, Burs, B-U-R-E-S. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
There's so many different companies now, huh?
Well, one of the things that they're using so much of this stuff up, other countries are getting into the deal. In California, the Metropolitan Water District buys their hydrofluoric acid from China, which, you know, I filmed a documentary back in 2000. The Chinese take it out of their water. So obviously they're not going to allow some industry to put it back in. So they sell it to us. Mexico, Japan, none of those countries allow it in their water supply. So obviously the disposal technique is not working in those countries. So they basically use our water supply to dispose of their hazardous waste.
And this is not even made up, because if you go to Google, just go to Google and type in
H2SIF6.
And you type that into Google and you hit shopping on the tab and it'll list it. You can buy it. I mean, obviously you can't buy it, but if you're a chemical company, it lists all those things and they all say China. Like almost 9 out of 10 of them just say they're shipped directly from China on these big cargo containers.
You know, I'll tell you a little bit about the containers.
Yeah, please.
I had a friend that became quite wealthy building not the truck body, but the tanks that carry silica fluoride. And he invented a new liner on the inside of the tank that kept it from eating through the tank. They had used a 1-inch thick rubber bladder, and that would have to be changed every year. And that he developed a new a technique that using a fluoride epoxy resin, basically, that sealed up the tank better and kept it from eating a hole in the tank.
So, because this stuff is corrosive.
Oh, it'll eat anything. And so what's wrong about the claim that they have a pure product is that if you have a spill like they did up in Utah and the first responders show up, or it runs off, ate a hole in the concrete berm and went into the river, and they said, it'll just completely turn into just fluoride and sand. It's not a problem. Well, no, it's not just fluoride and sand. It's arsenic, lead, barium. You've listed them for us again and again. So if you're a first responder and you show up and you don't know what you're actually dealing with, that you can be injured on that. So they need to be truthful and honest. And that's why I say we need transparency and compliance with all laws, not just, oh, well, let's put it in the water for the kiddies, but let's comply with all the laws. If you've got an ANSI standard 60 standard, then you should comply with that. You should submit the toxicological data on all the ingredients. You should truthfully list the ingredients. And that's what they haven't done. And they don't want to do it. They want to just wave their arm and say it's the best thing since sliced bread and let you worry about it. Oh, you must be some kind of conspiracy theorist. It's a policy. It's a policy that helps industry dispose of waste in the public water supply.
Yes. And Mosaic, which is another huge company that Penco probably got their supply from, they released a MSDS sheet of hydrofluoric acid. On this MSDS sheet, it says health hazards. corrosive to the skin, eyes, and mucous membranes. May cause severe irritation and burns, which may not be immediately apparent. So this stuff doesn't affect you right away, especially in smaller doses. And like you've said many times, it builds up in your bones. It creates all these health effects that don't happen for years, right?
Chronic low-dose exposure is different than high-dose exposures. In one of my documentaries was The Secret Story of Fluoride. We had workers that were at Alcoa, where they basically their shoulders got so poisoned with fluoride. If you said stick up your hands, you know, you could get it like this. That's all the higher their shoulder and let their arms go. Another worker at a water treatment plant splashed a half a cup on his leather apron. He had nitrile gloves, safety glasses, leather apron, and a long sleeve shirt, and a half a cup spritz out of a broken pump and spritz him a little bit, not much, but anyway, when the shower was broken in this room, so had to go to the other room, showered off, and he got to feeling poorly on the way home. If he hadn't turned into the hospital, he'd have died. They forgot to tell you that the stuff is a deadly poison, doesn't burn you, but it seeps right through your skin. It ruined his joints. He's got crippled to this day. So, you know, but he didn't know that. He's the guy putting in the water.
Yeah. Well, it says on this MSDS sheet, it says potential health effects include for the eye, corrosive, skin, corrosive, inhaling, corrosive, ingestion, corrosive, harmful or fatal if swallowed. I mean,
splashed on your skin.
But this is the MSDS sheet that Mosaic, one of the lead manufacturers of this hydrofluoric acid, gives with their product to these water companies, and they still put it in the water? It's crazy. It says other comments right here. It says prolonged or repeated overexposure to fluoride components may cause fluorosis, osteosclerosis. If exposure occurs during enamel formation, and this is speaking to babies, so this is not to the worker that's dealing with it. This is speaking about what the health effects are to the babies. It says, and by molted discoloration of the enamel of teeth if exposure occurs during enamel formation.
But, you know, the advocates, and I said there's an army of people out promoting this.
Yeah.
The advocates, the Center for Disease Control, admit that 41% of the children have dental fluorosis. So 41% of the children, and how do they get the number? They average the kids from the non-fluoridated communities with the ones in the fluoridated communities. But they've been so effective in getting all the major cities to put fluoride in their water supply that the number of kids with dental fluorosis has gone steadily up since they began this program in 1945. Went from less than 1%, now it's up to 41%, and that's the way they calculate it. It's actually much higher than that. You have to have two teeth damaged before you even get on the list.
Wow.
And then they say, oh, well, if one is really, really terrible and one is just kind of bad, we're going to call it the kind of bad. The lesser of the two evils. I mean, you know, it's a total phony way to classify dental fluorosis. How did it happen? The baby swallowed a poison that caused the enzyme, the metalloprotein removing enzyme, to be inhibited. Well, what is that enzyme supposed to do? Well, it's involved in everything from fetal development to tooth development to cancer metastasis, arthritis. It is a very important enzyme in the human body. And so having some idiot put chemicals in the water that inhibit your child's ability to grow and develop normally dooms that child to have funny looking spotted teeth. Well, that's not the only problem that they end up with. The principal system symptom of fluoride overdose is pain.
Yeah.
Pain in the lower back, pain in the joints, pain in the neck. And so what I'm trying to be is very clear. It's not a chemical that's a benefit to the human body.
Yeah, and it's a chemical. It's not, is there any test? I mean, because they're saying it prevents tooth decay. Is there any test that they are... that has shown that it actually does prevent tooth decay?
None if it's swallowed. Is it? Even the advocates admit now that they claim now. They used to claim you had to swallow it and had to get in the enamel and all that stuff. And the research after 50 years has proven that that was not true. And what they say is just a little tiny bit of data can ruin a perfectly good theory.
Yeah.
Well, some dentists are still claiming that, but the Center for Disease Control and the Journal of the American Dental Association have published articles repeatedly saying that the mechanism of action is that the fluoride inhibits the germs that live on your teeth in high levels, and it's got to be in the saliva, not the enamel. Doesn't make any difference how much you got in your enamel. Doesn't make any difference how much you got in your tooth in terms of tooth decay. It makes a lot of difference in terms of the brittleness of the tooth. Ever have a tooth break? Mm-hmm. Well, the more fluoride you put in bones or teeth, the more brittle they become, so they end up breaking. So they never want to include the cost of broken bones and broken teeth in the alleged benefit, because the only thing they can show is that there is a little bit, slight reduction from topical application. Well, yeah. So there are other things that are applied topically, reduce tooth decay too? Uh-huh. Are they safer? Uh-huh. So why don't we use the safer ones? Well, there's no way you can patent the safer ones, no, because all natural ingredients. And so if you want to reduce tooth decay, get iodine. You know, iodine, ozone, all these things that kill germs are much more effective than one that just makes the germ sick. It doesn't even kill the germ effectively.
Wow.
So if you have a cut on your hand and you go to the hospital, what do they paint it with? Did they paint it with fluoride? No, that'll kill you. They paint it with iodine because that kills the germs and stops it from being infected. Much more effective way. Dentistry does not understand. Tooth decay is a dietary infection. Is that you eat candy or sugar or white flour, that grows up a bug on your teeth that lets it be infected. You can starve that bug to death. If you don't eat any sugar at all, that bug will not grow and you won't have a cavity one. Go to the museum. Look at any of the Native Americans. They had no tooth decay.
Hmm.
Until, of course, we got here and showed them how to grow sugar.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you kind of my summary of the city ordinance that was passed in Santa Cruz a number of years ago. And I'm going to test you and see if you can see what word it does not contain.
What word it does not contain?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
It says nothing can be added to the public drinking water for the purpose of medicating the population that has not first been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the full range of dosages that the recipients may experience. And furthermore, the actual substance may not contain contaminants that exceed the public health goals.
The actual substance, they forgot the hydrofluoric acid.
They didn't name the substance.
Yeah, they didn't name the substance.
And the reason is because then it becomes the other side's responsibility to name the substance.
Yeah, because hydrofluoric acid doesn't sound nice. It doesn't have a pretty ring to it.
And it's always contaminated with something. And the FDA's never approved any fluoride-containing substance intended to be ingested to prevent tooth decay. And the infant receives a dose that's far greater then it's the dose that the EPA knows to cause harm. So there's three things in there that would prohibit fluoridation, but it doesn't have the word fluoride.
Huh.
And that was intentional. So that makes the other side carry the message, our fluoride is the good kind of fluoride that only harms the baby a little bit, and then we'll tell the baby to drink bottled water.
Dr. Kenny,
keep up the good work.
I have to let you go. Is there anything else you want to leave with the people? Maybe give us some encouragement?
Yes, you have to fight every day for the freedoms in this country. They're not free. That if you don't fight for them, they will be taken away from you instantly.
Thank you, doctor. I really appreciate your time here today. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.